Welcome to Law & More. My name is Kate Ryan. I'm a partner at IBB and a family lawyer. This is a special series and one of three episodes where I will be inviting a guest speaker who is a divorce or separation coach to talk to me about the benefit of coaching for clients that are going through a divorce, a separation, or a family breakup. The reason that I am talking to these three coaches is because IBB are launching a coaching service. This is really important because having coaches available at the very beginning of your journey will help your emotional and mental well-being and will also support the decisions that you may need to make during the legal process. In this episode, I will be talking to Claire Macklin, who is a divorce and breakup coach. Can I ask you how you have arrived at being a divorce and breakup coach?
Well, it's a long story. It starts about 15 years ago with my own first divorce. I've been divorced twice now. My first divorce was very sudden, very shocking. I was watching Holby City and asked my husband if he was okay. And he said, not really, I've been seeing someone else. And that was the moment my world fell apart. I see my life as before that moment, after that moment. And it was the journey through recovery from that that brought me to set up the business in 2017. I worked really hard at healing. I made sure that I approached that separation and divorce with dignity. We had two children and I wanted to make sure that they were okay, that our separation wasn't going to damage them in any way. And I wanted to make sure that I swam rather than sank, and that it didn't define me. Of course, now it does define me, but in a totally different way than I ever imagined at that point in time. And then I was remarried and divorced again a couple of years ago. This time it was my choice. So I approached that one again very strongly with intention to steer my own ship steady through. And both of my divorces then have been very civilized in how they went through.
Claire, as a family lawyer, I often see clients at the very beginning of their journey, so completely traumatised and lost, out at sea, all of the emotional issues that come with being either told that their partner no longer wants to be with them or that the marriage is at an end. How would you approach working with a client that feels so lost that they don't really have any direction at all? They may have so many responsibilities that they need to continue to think about, children, paying the mortgage, all of those things.
I see clients like this all the time, and I really recognise that in where I was that all those years ago. And I think it's really important to, I say there's three things. The first one is set your intentions. Be really intentional about how you want to behave. Be really intentional about how you approach this. So if you're, well, I'll talk about my experience, I suppose. When I was going through this initially and was utterly shocked, totally discombobulated. I lost 2 stone in weight in 6 weeks. Couldn't concentrate, all of those things. And I see those things in my clients. The first thing is, I think, to set your intention, to set an intention to perhaps remain calm, to set an intention to get up every morning and get dressed, to set an intention to maybe take a little bit of exercise, to eat. I found it really difficult to eat. So I ate bananas a lot. I ate very small meals, and I ate small meals with my children, who were very small at the time. And I absolutely had almost tattooed across my forehead, dignified at all times. That was what I absolutely tried to be every single day, dignified at all times. And it really helped because it helped me to increase my confidence. It helped me to feel better about myself. And that was really important. The second thing I'd say is work out what you can and can't control and control the controllables. So very early on, I had to work out that I couldn't control whether my ex-husband introduced my children to his new girlfriend. I had to let it go. There are some very difficult things perhaps that you might have to let go in this process, but working out the things that are within your control, that's where your zone of power is. That's where you will feel like you are not the victim of this, but you have some strategies to be able to handle it. So control the controllables. That might be even things like, what do you watch on television? What music do you listen to? Who do you hang out with? And actually who you hang out with is really important, because my third thing would always be, get a really good support network in place. Know who your radiator friends are. Those are the people who help you feel better, who lift you up. Because when you're going through something like this, it's a bit like being at the bottom of a well. And you can sit in that horrible, dark, wet well by yourself. Or you can invite lots of people in there who are going to sit in that dark well with you. And you'll all just be crowded in that well then. Or you can bring your radiator friends in and a coach in or a therapist and your lawyer perhaps and your financial advisor who might help you with a ladder to climb out of that well. That's how I see the importance of your support network. It's there to buoy you, to keep you going when the things are really tough and perhaps to help you cut through some of that overwhelm and give you some support and help along the way.
I'm holding a copy of your book, Claire, Break Up From Crisis to Confidence. And right at the beginning, you talk about something called the seven C's. Can you tell us a bit about those and perhaps go into a bit more detail about a couple of them that are so important?
Of course, yeah. So the seven C's are kind of the pillars that underpin all of my coaching practice. So very briefly, they are to concentrate on you. So that's your first C. Concentrate on you, not your ex. Find calm. Get clarity, make good informed choices, take back control, communicate more effectively, and ultimately then create a new and exciting life. So I'll pick perhaps the first and last. So concentrate on you. That is so important. I see a lot of people who their concentration is very much on their ex. What is their ex doing? How does that make them feel? Why is their ex doing what they're doing? That must be because they are trying to punish me, or they're only doing that because X, Y, and Z. And I say to people, you know, bring back your focus onto you. When your focus is all on your ex, you are in that zone of powerlessness. You're in that zone of frustration. So bring your concentration back onto you and ask yourself really good questions, perhaps in your mind. So they might be, what's the one thing I could do today that would help me feel better? Or what might be the kindest thing I could do for myself today? Or what choices do I have here? And bring your focus back onto you, because when your focus is on you, that's where your power is. And the other one then is creation. So I do a lot of work with clients about what life is going to look like after divorce. And I know, having been through two, that divorce is actually an opportunity. It's a brilliant opportunity to redesign your life the way you want it. It doesn't feel like that in the beginning, but that work can start quite early on. So I do a lot of work with clients around what they value, what's important to them, and what they would like the building blocks of their life to be moving forward. And you can start building those in while you're going through your separation or divorce. And then by the time we get to the end of our work, you have a blueprint then for what you want life to look like, what matters to you, and what you want to create it around, which gives you a magnet to pull you forward and helps you to keep focusing on the future, which then brings hope, motivation, and all of those wonderful things which will help you to create a new life that you're excited about afterwards.
Claire, that last C, creation, I see that as probably one of the hardest concepts really for clients that are thinking about the future, because their future seems so bleak, or they just simply can't face their future. Often there is a loss of identity around, you know, who are they going to be? How are they going to get their decisions? All of those things. If I could speak to a client about the future and the fact that they're going to get through it and it's going to be all right, would just be, I would imagine, so amazing for the client to be able to know that they can navigate this, knowing that they will get to a point where they will have the life that they want again. They will be the way that they want to be. It strikes me as this is possibly one of the toughest concepts from my side of the table as a lawyer.
About where you're going to live. You might be very uncertain about what your co-parenting relationship might look like, for example. And there's a lot of fear. As humans, we don't like uncertainty. We like to know where we're going. And of course, if your divorce also is very sudden, perhaps, this takes you by surprise. You know, in my case, one minute life was certain, and the next minute it absolutely wasn't. So it can feel very much like you're standing on a cliff and you don't know what's underneath you. the starting point, or the place that I always start with my clients, is to talk with them about what their values are, what really matters, what makes you feel happy, what situations have you felt proud in, where have you felt satisfied, and we work out what things and what concepts really matter to them. And it's different for everybody. You know, for some people, freedom is perhaps their ultimate value. For other people, it might be security. And it can really help to talk through those things with clients, because it will help them to understand where their priorities lie through their negotiations for their divorce. But it also opens up a whole new world. I mean, I've had clients who have worked with me and then they have left their jobs. They have gone on their own to walk the Camino de Santiago. They have set up completely new businesses, because divorce isn't just an ending, it's also a beginning. And if you embrace that uncertainty, you can be in charge of what your life looks like going forward, and you can create something amazing out of it. I've done it twice, so I'm living proof that that's possible.
And I think that's why it's so incredibly important that clients have the support of a lawyer that can guide them through the pitfalls and steer them through the legal formal journey, if that's what they need, where they are actually being asked to make decisions about where do you want to live, how much is it going to cost you, how often are you going to see the children, how are you going to share their time, with somebody like you that can really help get them focused on the positives of the future and support their decision-making process at the same time.
Mm, yes, absolutely. So I do a lot of work with clients around visions. You know, what does your vision for co-parenting, for example, look like? And actually, what does your vision for yourself as a parent look like? Because even if you can't co-parent with your ex-partner, perhaps they're very difficult, very challenging, you can still be the parent you want to be on your time. So I do a lot of work around those kinds of things. What outcome do you want? What do you want your parenting to look like? What do you want your co-parenting to look like? What do you want your future to look like? What matters to you about where you live? So it's not about the bricks and mortar, but it's about what is important to you in your surroundings, for example.
Claire, why do you think it's so important that we take a holistic approach to a client's journey, both from a legal, a financial and a coaching perspective?
So I've been talking about this for a long time. I think it's hugely, hugely important. The way I see it, divorce and separation is very much an emotional issue or decision, which has legal and financial consequences. And people who are going through a divorce need to have support for their emotional state, because it's the emotional fog that can get in the way of decision making. It's the emotional fog that can stop you making really good informed financial decisions. It's the emotional fog that can derail the legal process and mean that you end up in really high conflict proceedings. So people need to have that emotional support, that legal support and that financial support, so that they are supported in all these different areas that will help them get through this and come out the other side as healthy as possible.
Yeah, I quite agree. I think it's so beneficial for clients to have those professionals at their fingertips when they need them, going through something that's so difficult and life-changing.
Absolutely. It's about having the right people at the right time for the right thing, and using those support networks in the most healthy way.
Claire, thank you so much for talking to me.
It's an absolute pleasure, Kate.
If anyone listening wanted to get in touch with you, how would they do that?
So there are several ways. My website, which is clairemacklincoaching.com, or I'm also on Instagram, on LinkedIn and Facebook. And if you look for Claire Macklin Divorce Coach, you will find me on all of those platforms.
Thank you, Claire. That's great. We'll make sure there are links to all of those, including your book, Break Up From Crisis to Confidence, in the show notes. Thank you all for listening. And if you want any more information about IBB Law or myself, please do visit the website, ibblaw.co.uk.